How Baby Hawk Learned to Fly. Now, Baby Hawk was an itty-bitty guy, no bigger than a minute. And he had never flown a day in his life. As a matter of fact, he thought he was a penguin. He walked everywhere. His mommy could fly. His daddy could fly. He had two big brothers. They could fly. Big sister could fly. Grandma and Papa could fly. I still got it. Everybody could fly except Baby Hawk. He was an itty-bitty guy. But Baby Hawk wanted to fly like the rest of his family. But there were some things that Baby Hawk had to learn before he could fly. And this is how Baby Hawk learned to fly. No, Baby Hawk, one day he looked up in the sky and his whole family was flying through the air. Nyow, nyow, nyow,
nyow, nyow. Oh, man, look at them.
His two big brothers would be flying way up in the upper atmosphere, and they would spot a small bird flying below their prey. They would stop in mid-air, turn their beak toward the ground, toward their prey, use their powerful vision, boom, 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 lock in their sights. System locked. Take a 230-mile-an-hour power dive straight toward the bird. They take their talons and they'll grab that bird, pow, and take off with it. Wow!
How did he do that?
His mom and dad will be flying in the upper atmosphere near the cloud line, too. They would spot a salmon or a trout hopping up in a shallow lake. They would stop in mid-air. Eat! Lower their beak toward the water, use their powerful vision. Boom, boom, boom. Lock in their sights. System locked. 230-mile-an-hour power dive straight toward that lake. They take their talons and grab the fish and keep going. Pow, splash,
wow. How did they do that? Oh, man. I wish I could fly.
I'm gonna try. So Baby Hawk started to practice. He started flapping his wings.
I'm still on the ground. I'm not flying.
Hey, I'm gonna ask my oldest brother to teach me how to fly. He can fly real good. So he found his oldest brother.
Oldest brother?
Yeah, what's up, little dude?
Will you teach me how to fly?
Little baby boy, you want to know how to fly? Okay, baby boy, I will teach you how to fly. But you have to learn something first.
What do you have to learn first?
You have to learn to have a purpose.
Purpose? What's that?
Look, little boy, you can't just jump up in the sky and start flying like us. You have to have a purpose in life to know why you want to fly.
Oh.
So time come and time go. Baby Hawk learned about having a purpose.
Why do I want to?
'Cause I'm a hawk.
Duh.
Time to practice. He started flapping his wings.
I'm still on the ground. I'm not flying. He tricked me. I'm going to ask my second big brother to teach me how to fly.
So he went and found his second big brother.
Second big brother?
Yeah, what's up, little dude?
Will you teach me how to fly?
And a baby boy want to know how to fly. Tired of being a penguin, huh, dude? Okay. I will teach you how to fly, but you have to learn something first.
What do I have to learn now?
You have to learn to have patience.
Patience? But that's what a doctor has.
Not doctor's patience, boy. The other definition. Chill out. Slow down. Take your time. Have patience, Baby Hawk. You will fly. So, time come and time go. Baby Hawk learned about patience. That's long enough. Time to practice. He started flapping his wings.
I'm still on the ground. I'm not flying. He tricked me too. I'm gonna ask my big sister to teach me how to fly. She knows everything. That's my big sister. They don't know what they're talking about, oh knuckleheads. So he went and found his big sister. He was kind of afraid of her. He pulled on the feathers. Big sister, hey, boy. Hey, peace. I'm not coming to start anything with you, girl. What do you want, boy, pulling on my feathers like that? Make it short and make it quick. What? Nothing. Will you teach me how to fly? Little baby boy wouldn't know how to fly. Okay, baby boy, I would teach you how to fly, but you have to learn something first. This learning can be a drag. What do you have to learn now? You have to learn to have confidence.
Confidence? What's confidence?
Don't play with me, boy. I don't know what it is. Be like the little engine. Remember him? I know I can. Have confidence in your brain and courage in your heart, baby hawk. You will fly. So, time come and time go. Baby hawk learned about having confidence in his brain and courage in his heart. He was walking around. That's right. I'm bad. You know I'm bad. You know I'm bad. There's nothing to it but to do it. Time to practice. He started flapping his wings. I'm still on the ground. She tricked me too. Oh, baby hawk got so upset he sat down in the grass and started to cry. I don't want to cry. I want to fly. It's a conspiracy. A conspiracy. A left wing or a right wing conspiracy. Well, as baby hawk was sitting in the grass crying, the wind changed where he was sitting. Baby hawk looked around. The grass started to rustle back and forth in the breeze. And then baby hawk saw a shadow move over the grass where he was sitting. Baby hawk looked at the shadow move across the grass, and all of a sudden he was picked up in the air. It was daddy hawk. Solid wings, fast action. Daddy Hawk had flown overhead and grabbed Baby Hawk in his huge talons and carried him into the air. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Baby Hawk said, "Where we going, Daddy?"
"We're going for a ride, son. This is a very special day."
And Daddy Hawk took Baby Hawk way onto the top of a mountain peak and dropped him off. Boop. Then Daddy Hawk flew away to another mountain peak. Boop, boop, boop. And landed to where his mama was waiting, his two big brothers, his big sister, grandma, and pawpaw. Daddy landed. Chick-a-boom.
All right, baby hawk. Today, you learn how to fly. I want you to fly from over there on that mountain peak and come over here to where we are.
Baby hawk said, "All right, daddy, here I come."
Baby hawk looked at the ground.
"Daddy! You sure you want me to do this?"
"Yes, son, you can do it. Come on over, waiting for you."
"All right, Daddy, here I come."
He looked back down.
"Daddy?
What?
What's that down there on the ground? It looks like broccoli."
"That's not broccoli, son. Those are oak trees." "Come on, boy, I've been waiting for you, wasting my time."
"Yes, sir."
So Baby Hawk took a running start. He knew how to run.
He got to the cliff wall. He jumped off the mountain. He started flapping his wings.
And he flew
for a minute.
Then a force called gravity pulled him to the ground. Snatch. Wah!
"Help me, everybody, I'm falling, help me, help me."
"Oh no, big brother," and big sister said, "our little brother's falling, let's go get him."
Daddy said, "No, stand down, back up, don't go get him, he will learn on his own.
Tough love.
Then Daddy yelled down, Baby Hawk, remember, purpose, patience, confidence, courage, purpose, patience, confidence, courage, purpose, patience, confidence, courage, purpose, patience, confidence, courage, purpose, patience, confidence.
Courage. The next thing Baby Hawk knew, a change had taken place within himself. And every time he lifted his wings up and down, the currents of air would take him higher. Choo, 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 choo. He was a little engine boy. He did loop-de-loop, yum, yum, yum. He did a power dive. He leveled off and rolled the currents of air. Whoosh, whoosh. Whoosh! Mommy Hawk looked down. That's my baby boy. And when Baby Hawk landed to where his family was, chicka-boom! Woo! Oh, man, wow, what a rush! That was better than bungee jumping. Thank you, Mommy. Thank you, Daddy. Thanks, brothers. Thanks, sis. Thanks, Grandma and Papa, about teaching me about purpose, patience, confidence, and courage. Because without that, life itself would be just impossible. And that's how Baby Hawk learned to fly.